Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 21st. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago today, in 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. As he stepped onto the lunar surface, he declared, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." This monumental achievement, part of the Apollo 11 mission, symbolized humanity's boundless curiosity and determination to explore beyond our planet. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 66 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and a high near 79, accompanied by a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 58 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just after 8:30 with the low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 79 and a gentle northeast wind. Wednesday warms up to a high near 84, then Thursday gets mostly sunny and hot, reaching near 90. A slight chance of rain showers arrives Thursday night with a low around 74. Friday brings a chance of thunderstorms with a high near 95 and a 30% chance of precipitation. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 74. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a coalition of parents is suing the Boston School Committee and the superintendent, claiming the district's exam school admissions policy is racially discriminatory against white students. The Boston Parent Coalition for Academic Excellence argues that the tier system was designed to reduce white student admissions. Since 2021, Boston Public Schools has utilized a tiered admissions approach based on socioeconomic status, grades, and entrance exam scores. The plaintiffs assert that this system clusters white students into one tier, significantly lowering their admission rates. They seek to block the tier system and reinstate a merit-based admissions policy. Now on to sports. The 2025 Open Championship has crowned Scottie Scheffler as its champion, marking his fourth major victory and third leg of the career Grand Slam. With a decisive four-stroke win at Royal Portrush, Scheffler's impressive performance included over 8 strokes gained putting and an outstanding 79% success rate on putts from 5 to 10 feet. At just 29 years old, he joins the ranks of legends like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. As he heads toward the U.S. Open next summer, which coincides with his 30th birthday, he is poised to complete the Grand Slam. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Wrigley Field, the Sox topped the Cubs 6-1. With 2 homers from Abreu, including a 406-foot blast, and a 3-run performance, Boston sealed the victory. Crochet snagged the win, pitching 6 innings with 8 strikeouts. Presley took the loss for Chicago. Bregman also homered for the Sox, driving in 2 runs in the 8th. Boston now holds 54 wins and 47 losses on the season. Tonight, the Sox take on the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Walker Buehler, with a 6.12 earned run average, faces off against Zach Wheeler, who boasts a 2.36. First pitch is at 6:45, with temperatures around 84 degrees, promising a warm evening. In top news, a significant new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests that going to bed early may have substantial benefits for adults. Researchers analyzed the sleep and exercise habits of nearly 20,000 adults, collecting data over 5 million nights. Those who went to bed by 9 p.m. engaged in about 30 more minutes of physical activity the next day compared to those who went to bed at 1 a.m. Lead author Dr. Josh Liotta emphasizes that health campaigns should promote earlier bedtimes to encourage more active lifestyles, ultimately supporting better individual and community health outcomes. In business news, in a crowded market, Vacation, a personal care startup born during the pandemic, is redefining sunscreen by making it fun again. With a whimsical design that combines elements of Club Med and Margaritaville, their products include an SPF 30 mousse in a whipped cream canister and a detachable bracelet jug. Since its launch in 2021, Vacation has generated $40 million in revenue, with projections to double by 2025. Recently, the brand expanded its presence in stores like CVS and Costco, capturing 1.1% of U.S. sunscreen sales. The founders aim to maintain their playful brand personality as they grow. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $117,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $3,700. And XRP is down 0.5% to $3.47. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Chronic venous insufficiency affects an estimated 40% of Americans, often going unnoticed. This condition occurs when valves in leg veins weaken, allowing blood to pool. Warning signs include swelling, aching calves, and bulging veins, which may be mistaken for everyday discomforts. Women over 50, pregnant individuals, and those with a sedentary lifestyle are particularly at risk. Early diagnosis is crucial, as untreated symptoms can lead to serious complications. Fortunately, treatments like compression stockings, lifestyle changes, and various medical interventions can effectively manage this condition, improving quality of life for many. And in entertainment news, best-selling author Taylor Jenkins Reid, known for Daisy Jones and the Six, has released her latest novel, Atmosphere, which explores a woman's journey in NASA's space shuttle program during the 1980s. Reid emphasizes the extensive research required, particularly thanks to insights from Paul Dye, a retired flight director at NASA. She shares her morning routine, which includes getting her daughter ready and dressing in stylish yet comfortable attire. Reid finds writing therapeutic, often guided by her emotional connection to her characters. She also enjoys relaxing in a hammock surrounded by fruit trees, finding it restorative in her busy life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.